Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Picture a place you love. What you see in your mind is more than the simple sum of its parts. There's an intimacy, a special relationship we have with the land and the forms that are dear to us, even as they change. Writers Barry Lopez and Deborah Gwartney asked 45 authors to write about their geological perceptions. These accounts are part of a volume called Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape. We've asked several writers to read from their entries. Today, Patty Ann Rogers of Castle Rock, Colorado, has her definition of drumlin.
Drumlin. Drum is a Scottish term meaning a narrow hill or long ridge. A drumlin, derived from the Irish Gaelic druim, is a low, elongate, oval hill of glacial drift, composed mainly of boulder clay or glacial sands and gravels. Drumlins are sometimes described as having the shape of inverted spoons, and though their genesis is debated, they are believed to have been formed when glacial ice moving over the land compressed the earth in two specific patterns. The long axis of a drumlin is parallel to the direction of former ice movement, while the steep end faces the direction from which the glacier advanced. Drumlins often appear in groups called fields, pods, or swarms. 3,000 drumlins lie in southern New Hampshire and eastern Massachusetts, and close to 11,000 drumlins lie in New York between Rochester and Syracuse, north of the Finger Lakes. Some of the drumlins in this area rise to sharp, sloping ridges and are called razorbacks, as they look like razorback hogs sleeping on the open land. Watching the shifting light above the drumlins, I felt a darkening within myself, writes Ben Howard in his poem, Mid-Century.
Patty Ann Rogers' book, Fire Keepers, Selected Poems, won the 2005 Lannan Award for Poetry. Her definition of drumlin is in the book, Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Gwartney.